Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, December 13th, 2019. Russia has expelled two German diplomats in the dispute over a suspected contract murder of a Georgian in Berlin. The personnel have 7 days to leave the country, according to the foreign ministry in Moscow on Thursday. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing, Berlin had declared two employees of the Russian embassy undesirable candidates. President Vladimir Putin then announced a, quote, mirror-like reaction. According to a study by DAK Krankenkasse, a quarter of Berlin's schoolchildren among their insured visit the doctor for mental illnesses. For its report, the health insurance company evaluated the accounting data of around 16,100 Berlin children and adolescents between the ages of 10 and 17 for the year 2017. Most frequent were diagnoses of developmental and behavioral disorders. About 3% of the children and adolescents were diagnosed with depression in 2017, and 2.4% with an anxiety disorder. The results of the nationwide study had already been presented by the health insurance company in November. According to the study, only 1.9% of DAK-insured students at this age were diagnosed with a moderate depressive episode and 2.2% with an anxiety disorder. By comparison, the Berlin figures are higher. All mental illnesses in children and teenagers together accounted for around a quarter, or 24%, of all diagnoses among DAK-insured persons on the federal average. In Berlin, the figure was similar with 25%, or 4,014 cases. The DAK report states that in the capital, younger schoolchildren in particular were most likely to have developmental disorders. These include, for example, speech and language disorders. Behavioral disorders such as attention deficit hyperactivity syndrome, or ADHD, is also very common. In total, the regionalized report for Berlin included the accounting data of around 38,000 children and adolescents aged up to the age of 17 and their parents from 2016 and 2017. According to the insurance company, this corresponds to around 6.5% of all Berlin children and adolescents. Overall, the report found that the respiratory problems at 51% and infections at 33% were among the most common diseases among children and adolescents between the ages of 10 and 17. Mental illnesses followed with 25%. Tuesday night, unknown persons on Wildenbruchstrasse in Neukölln covered the windows of a burger restaurant, a Späti, as well as the entrance of the building with swastikas and SS rune graffiti. In addition, tires of three cars parked in front of the building were punctured. The operator of the restaurant is a close relative of the activist and left-wing politician Ferhat Köcsök, who himself and his parents were victims of an arson in February of 2018 as part of an extreme right-wing Neukölln series of attacks. The incident also took place in the immediate vicinity of the left alternative restaurant K-Fetish, the target of another right-wing arson attack almost 3 years ago. The Neukölln police headquarters is about 70 meters away. Whether these crimes are connected with the unsolved Nazi attack series of the last years is so far unclear. Ferhat Köcsök, the only direct link between the victims of the graffiti and those of right-wing terrorism, considers a direct connection unlikely but possible. Köcsök remarked, quote, "I believe that the attack of migrant culture is common in the neighborhood." The Mobile Counseling Center Against Right-Wing Extremism, or MBR, also expressed itself with caution on a possible connection, stating that the large-scale swastika and runes graffiti and vandalism without a concrete threat has not been the signature of the perpetrators of the series of attacks so far, but added that a connection is nevertheless possible and solidarity is needed in the neighborhood. More organic food is planned for Berlin primary schools. Catering companies are to gradually use more organic food in the preparation of school meals. By summer of 2021, the proportion is to increase to 50%. This change is part of the nutrition strategy that Consumer Protection Senator Dirk Behrendt of the Greens presented on Wednesday in the Rotes Rathaus. Currently, caterers are obliged to use 15% organic ingredients. However, the changes only apply to future tenders for new food suppliers. Since this school year, lunch has been free for primary school students in Berlin. Better food at schools and in public institutions such as hospitals and canteens is a central component of the nutrition strategy that was passed by the Senate on Tuesday. The Nutrition Council has been involved in the development of this strategy in recent years. Among others, the committee includes manufacturers and restaurant operators. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.